Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, Shows and Tours, Get Fit and Makeover, or Restaurants and Romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and, because we love you, down the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Yucca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2268. A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitz Loft studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Happy Friday, TGIF, April 14th. Welcome to the Joey English Show. I'm so glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here. Are you up with us? Early morning drive time. So many of you are up. 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. And then early afternoon drive time, 920 AM, where I started 28 years ago. Seems like yesterday. 99.1 FM. We always say we don't care where you listen, just so you do. I want this to be the best hour of your day. Wear red, eat chocolate, spend 60 minutes with me, and then you'll be the smartest person at the party. We fill this hour with everything wonderful, all the community events we can find, the daily date book, mystery songs, the desert date book, great interviews, great giveaways, and great music at the end of the hour, because those are my recordings. great memories. And then we post everything to my website, Facebook. You can listen to us, podcast us. We do all of that. So sit back and relax. Do you know the routine? Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Friday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Joey pals, Friday, April 14th is Look Up at the Sky Day. We're thinking. Rick and I are thinking. 29 Palms Historical Society wants you to attend their second Friday lecture series. It's tonight at 7 o'clock. It's only $5. It's at the Old Schoolhouse Museum in 29 Palms. Website, 29palmshistorical.org. Palm Springs International Film Society wants you to know that the Short Fest 2023 has passes on sale now. It'll be June 20th through the 26th. psfilmfest.org. And the Creative Arts Temple, Happy Passover to our Jewish friends, with Rabbi Jerry Cutler, who married my cousin, presents Creative Arts Temple Friday Night Live, streaming brief Shabbat services with the Cutlers, selected Fridays at 6 p.m. Facebook, YouTube, live stream. You can't get away from them. They're so wonderful. What a wonderful family. CreativeArtsTemple.org. Okay, Joey pals, it's Friday. And the first, no, it's not the first Friday. Is it the second Friday? It is. The second Friday in April. I said it was May a couple days ago. Here's Sochi Pena from
Desert Water Agency.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I still have my jet lag.
Aw, yeah, that happens.
So I'm sleeping in Dubai, so you talk. I'm in Abu Dhabi. What's going on?
Well, in the water world, I don't know if you've been paying or your, you know, listeners have been paying attention, but Governor Newsom recently, he announced that he was easing drought emergency restrictions.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is. So we have had such a wet winter. I'm sure you've noticed. Lots of rain, and the Sierra Nevada mountains are just full of snow, which is great. And so he eased water restrictions.
Which means
for Californians, they no longer have to voluntarily decrease water use by 15%.
Okay. But yeah. We're all kind of in that habit. It's not a bad habit.
Exactly. It's a great habit to have. And so obviously at the Water District, you know, we say, hey, continue conserving. But, you know, it's no longer a, you know, voluntary ask.
Oh, I see. Now, can you still only run your sprinklers in the dark hours?
Yes. So that restriction is still in place. And watering during daylight hours.
Right.
And providing water to customers at restaurants without the masking are prohibited under our water emergency contingency plan level 2.
Gotcha.
Okay. And so we are still in level 2. However, the governor also said that we can go back to level 1. So, and our board approved going to level 1,
okay,
which would lift those two restrictions.
When will that happen?
Well, that will happen once the state water board approves it.
Okay.
So we're waiting for the state water board to approve moving from level 2 to level 1. And once that happens, then those restrictions will be lifted, so people will be able to water during the day again.
Right.
And restaurants will be able to serve water.
Exactly.
However,
what?
You know, watering at night when it's cool is great for your lawn because there's less evaporation.
The problem is you can't see the broken sprinklers.
Well, that's true. But yeah, you can do water checks during the day. You know, definitely, yes. You know, continue to, you know, check your irrigation system for leaks. That's definitely important. You know, but especially here during the summer, if you water your lawn during the day, you know, a lot of it is lost to evaporation. So it's, you know, still a good habit to water at night or, you know, before sunrise after sunset.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is Xochi Peña from DWA.org.
Yep.
What's your title over there?
I am Outreach Specialist.
Still.
I'm still,
the Outreach Specialist. Yes. Okay, what else?
Well, I know you had some questions about lead.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, lead testing.
We
right?
had a Joey pal ask us that, remember? And I think we tabled it. Did you do some research?
I did do some research. Wanted to let people know, you know, who have questions about lead, because, you know, that has been a problem in other parts of the country. Everyone can remember Flint, Michigan.
Yes.
So our water mains and service lines that connect to homes and businesses are not made out of lead.
Oh.
But there are private homes and businesses that may potentially have lead piping in, you know, in their homes.
Because they're old.
Exactly. And so if a customer is concerned and they want to have their water tested, we can collect water samples for our customers and we can send them to a lab to be tested. But it does cost $75.
But that's really not bad.
I mean, especially if you have concerns.
Yes.
But, you know, people, customers, business owners, they can, you know, do that on their own also if they'd like.
How?
Yeah. So the State Water Board has a list on their website of certified labs.
Oh.
So they can contact these labs on their own if they would like and go that way. But, you know, just throwing it out there that we can collect water samples also and send them to be tested on their behalf, but it does cost
$75. But, you know, like my house will be 100 years old next year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure it's got all that galvanized piping and all that stuff around there. I bet there's lead.
You know, well, yeah, if you have concerns, that's an option.
Have it tested. Okay, curtain number one. Governor Newsom eased the drought restrictions in the state of California. And curtain number two is how to get your water tested if you're concerned about it having lead. Have you got a curtain number three?
Well, yes, I do. Since it has been such a wet winter, you know, we've had a lot more rains than usual.
Oh, yes.
Just wanted to throw it out there that having a smart controller is a great option for people because, it turns off their sprinklers when it's raining or when it's really windy out, too. People should turn off their sprinklers when it's windy because the water just flies everywhere and it doesn't go on their lawn. So we have incentives that can cover smart controllers up to $250, which pays for the device and for installation. And oftentimes, that depending on the type of device you get, that can cover the entire device. So it's essentially for free sometimes.
There you go.
Yeah, so people can go to our website at dwa.org/save for more information.
dwa.org/save.
Yep. That's it. We hope that people will maybe look into that. It's a great water-saving device. Yeah, and we also have incentives on washing machines.
Yes.
Yes, so that's a great way to save water as well. And water-efficient nozzles and irrigation heads.
Nozzles.
And toilets for businesses. Yes. So
I wonder why they just said businesses and not for homes.
Well, it's a new fiscal year soon. So just wait and see what our incentives hold. You know, we're always trying to listen to our customers and see what they need, what they might be interested in that could help them save water. So so after the fiscal year,
June.
Yeah, we'll check. Get back in with you and let you know if we have any new incentives.
Good.
But for now, we do have the smart controllers, washing machines, toilets for businesses, just a lot of great ways for our customers to help save water.
DWA.org, and there's a whole menu
of
wonderful things.
Whole menu.
Now, didn't our water prices go up this year?
No.
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 They didn't. Okay.
No, no, they did not. But, you know, that is something that we have to do periodically. We do rate studies. We are, you know, we cannot make a profit. We are a government agency, so we are not here to make a profit at all.
I should be a government agency.
And by law, we can't, you know, we just can't.
Okay.
But we do have to do rate studies to make sure that our water rates, you know, that we're not losing money at the same time,
you know,
that we're being, you know, compensated for, you know, the actual cost of doing infrastructure improvements, of fixing pipes and everything. So we do rate studies, and periodically we have had to raise rates. And so when the time comes to do that, we do have public meetings and we let our customers know. So, but we have not raised rates recently.
Do you ever lower rates? Does that ever happen?
Wow, that is a good question.
I don't think I can ever remember, like, a utility saying, well, we're going to lower our rates for you this year. Interesting, huh?
We did have, I know we held off on rate increases during the pandemic. So, so there, you know, we had, you know, periodic rate increases going on, but we definitely held off during the pandemic, obviously, you know, because, you know, our customers were struggling financially, and so we did think about that.
And you didn't shut anybody off, I remember.
Yes, that is true.
Okay, Joey Pals, did you get all that down? If you didn't, I'll put everything on my website. Xochipena Desert Water Agency. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.